learning yesterday the whole shiur that we spoke about that Yoina was really not called Kovish Nevuase because he didn't get a full Nevuah. And he was just trying to get away before Hashem gives him the Nevuah. And we were Madaik and Paragimel, that's when he really got the Nevuah. It's answered another question. Because if you look at the Psukim, it doesn't say that Yoina went to run away from Hashem, right? If I run away from you, somebody's running away from the law. So it would be, Vayokom Yoina Livroyach Meyes Hashem. Right? That would mean he's trying to escape. He's trying to run away from Hashem. The way we were learning, Chas v'Shalom, Yoina had no hava mina to run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yoina did everything l'shem shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him, go to Ninveh, and I'll give you a nevuah there. And he held, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, he has to try to advocate for Klal Yisrael. See, he's going to go and not even get the nevuah to begin with. That was his objective. So it comes out as very meduyik. Vayokom noyach livgoyach, vayokom yoina livgoyach, it says, milufnei Hashem. Milufnei Hashem means, he didn't want to be in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't give him the Nevuah. He wasn't running away from Hashem. He was running away from being in the place, milufnei Hashem, where he would get the Nevuah. That was his point. That was his whole cheshbon. Okay. Now I want to deal with the second nekuda, which you have to go into before you go weiter and say for Yoina, and that is this whole union of tshuva. It's not my kasha, it's already a kasha from the Gedolei Achronim, the Chidor, and many others ask, how was Anshei Ninveh able to do tshuva? We know that tshuva is only for Yidden. Tshuva is dafka for Yisrael. Tshuva is not for Benoich. So how were Anshei Ninveh able to do tshuva? This whole thing ended up that Hashem is telling Yoina to go to Ninveh, and then Koila in the end was to tell them to do tshuva. We'll get them to do tshuva. And they went, they did tshuva. What's going on? So I want to explain what I think is maybe the hezbrat over here. It answers a lot of other kashas. Ms. Tamar Olam remembers that we had a kasha, why the goyim were jealous of Klal Yisrael. Remember that kasha in Bamidbar? It's from last year. Oh, you weren't here, it's okay. We had a kasha, you were here. You weren't, I think that Pasha Shay, you weren't. You'll tell me if you may. We had a kasha. Why were the goyim jealous of Klal Yisrael? It says that the goyim were jealous of Klal Yisrael. Right at the beginning of Bamidbar, the Medrash Rabbah brings down the goyim were jealous of Klal Yisrael. My role, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kaya V'Melu, right? Why is Hashem close to the Jews? So the end is Hashem tells them, look where they come from. Look where they come from, Klal Yisrael. Look where you come from. So the kasha we had was, not our kasha, this is Pasha the kasha. Hashem gave them all an option. He went across all 70 nations, Makabal the Torah. You want to take it? They all said no. They all said no, just like they did this week in Paris. When they had a conference against Klal Yisrael, against Eretz Yisrael. They all said no. All 70 nations said no. So they said no. So what are they jealous about? I go to you, I offer you something, you say you're not interested. I go to the other guy, he accepts it. Now what, you're jealous of him? You could have said yes. I offered it to you. You said no. Now you're coming to me with kindness, you feel bad. What are you feeling bad for? A famous cash. So what's the terrace? So the terrace I gave was very simple. This mamish, this terrace of tshuva. The goyim didn't come to Hashem only after the chet of the egel. Originally Hashem went around and asked the goyim, you want the Torah? Everybody said no. All the goyim said no. And each goy for a different reason. Loi sir tzach, loi signoiv. Each goy said no, we don't want the Torah. Finally, Klal Yisrael said yes. The goyim, if they would have known you could mess up and then do tshuva, great. Gevaldik. No problem. Everybody hides their telephone. Their cell phone. Nobody has cell phones. I'm saying in other yeshivas, If Bachram bring in a cell phone, they hide it. Kradina Ruven, it never happens. I mean, there was one Bachar yesterday who I needed a cell phone. He managed to bring it from Shemayim. It was a Mephis. I said, no. Piskul Yisharit said to get me a cell phone. Landed right on my desk. Just like that. It was unbelievable. But the Bachar Zichron would have poured it in. It's not even a Shaili. He didn't bring it into Yeshiva. It came. It was a tzinner, like a pipe. Brought it a big Baal Mephis. She go to get brachas from him. I'm not going to say who it is. She was a kohen that could give brachas anyway. Anyway. So Lamaisa, if a person knew you could mess up and then fix it, so nobody would be so scared. People are scared because if you mess up, you messed up. Here the Goyim saw, Klai Yisrael worshipped the eagle. Hashem takes them back. Now they got jealous. That's why the Goyim first came with tainus if the Chet of the Egel Azov. Till the Chet of the Egel Azov, they weren't jealous. Hashem went around, he said, do you want it? They said, no. We were going to mess up. Now, all of a sudden, Klai Yisrael messed up dearly with the Chet of the Egel Azov. Rebbe Hashem took them back. Tshuva. They said, one second. We want that. We would like that package also. We didn't see that on the option. You know, they have now what they call, I'm sure guys heard of it, it's called a lease waiver. A lease waiver basically is, a lot of times people don't like to lease a car. Why don't they like to lease a car? There's a lot of reasons. If you do a lot of mileage, you're going to go for mileage. It's a whole science to know if it's kedai for you to lease a car, not kedai to lease a car. Never people come to me with these shailas. Almost more than halacha shailas. So lamaisa, one of the reasons used to be not to lease a car is because whenever you brought the car back, return the vehicle, they always find scratches and this, and they end up, they charge you at the end of the day, maybe your lease is only $240 a month, but it ends up being that your lease was really $400 a month. Because you bring the car back and they find $2,000 worth of damage. Little scratches. So now they create a new thing, not now, a couple of years ago, it's called a lease waiver, which basically means up to $1,500, up to $2,000 damage, no problem. I had a guy who had such honor from this lease waiver that he came to me, Rebbe, it was the last day of the lease. He said, Rebbe, the car is perfect. I want to scratch it. So I should gain for my lease waiver. I got to pay the extra for my lease waiver. I want it. He wants to know if it's mutter. I said, he should go to his Rabbi Brody for therapy. He has a problem. But anyway, Lamaisa, you're not allowed to do that. But Al Kaponim, the bottom line is, that if you know you could mess up, you're much happier to do something. Then you accept it. I can mess up. That's Pshat and Umasaylam. What's the Bernishim's answer to Umasaylam? Look where Klai Yisrael come from. What kind of answer is that? So I gave a whole Pshat last year. I'm not going to go through that Pshat again. I gave a whole Pshat. Why Kfir with a Goy, with a Ksav Sefer. We tried in the Ksav Sefer and Megillah with a whole Pshat. I'll tell you a different Pshat today. Different Pshat. The Gemara says that Tshuva was created before Bria Zolam. I heard a statement in Yerushalmi. Tshuva came even before creation. There are certain things that were here before creation. Hashem created Tshuva before creation. Another thing Hashem created before creation is Yisrael. What does Yisrael mean? The Neshama of Klal Yisrael was here even before the world was created. Why did Hashem do that for? So maybe 15, 20 years ago, I was giving a Shabbos Shuvah to Rosh Hashanah. That none of you, I expect, to remember. And I said that really, Tshuva, like the Bnei Yisachar says and others, Marash Primai, Tshuva really is not logical. Not logical. There's two parts to Tshuva. One is, you want to do Tshuva, you want to regret, you have Charata, you want to change your ways. That makes sense. Why shouldn't you be able to change your ways? Every day of your life, you can get up and change your ways. No problem. But that tshuva, that Hashem should be meichel you, you messed up with the Rebbein Hashem, he should forgive you. There's a rule. Melech shemochel al kvoidei and kvoidei mochel. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. A king can't be meichel is covered. A Rebbe could be meichel. Rav mochel kvoidei kvoidei mochel. A father could be meichel is covered. Baruch Hashem. Right? Av shemochel kvoidei kvoidei mochel. Melech shemach vodi ain't vodi mach. As I stay in the Gemara in Kiddush. A king can't be meichel is covered. Take a look there in Kiddush, Dav Lamed. A king can't be meichel is covered. So the emes is in Svorah, tshuva shouldn't work. You could change your ways, you could do what you want, but you went against Hashem. You went against Melech Malchay Amloch Makadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Shemoch Lal Kvodin Kvodin Moch. Hashem can't be Moch. How does tshuva work? How does it work? So there's so many explanations, obviously. So many explanations. But one of the explanations is that we, Klal Yisrael, we're not considered subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonim Atem Hashem Alekech. We're sons. We're bonim. And a ben, the halach is av shemochu akvoidik voidimochu. Father could be moichu. So because we're bonim, Hashem could be moichu. That's the reason why tshuva works by Klal Yisrael. Tumas ha'olam are called avodim, the subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's melucha. Is the hadin melech shemochu akvoidik voidimochu. Can't be moichu. That's one of the most famous ways to understand why tshuva works only by a Jew. So I timed it very simple. Once the Rebbein Hashem created a world, it would have been too late to start saying, well, we're Bonim. Instead, before the world was even created, before Hashem became the Melech HaOlam, He created us. So we already were pre-existing. We were already Bonim before Bris HaOlam. We had a shame Bonim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now when Hashem created the world, yeah, Klal Yisrael are excluded from the policy. They have their own channel. Tshuva and Klal Yisrael created before Bris HaOlam. If that's the case, so Anshei Ninveh, they can't have tshuva. They can't have tshuva. So how does tshuva work by them? The answer is, and that's pshat in the Gemara, in the Medrash in Bamidbar, first of all, the Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, why Hashem told the Goyim, you can't have tshuva. Because you're not banim. Look at your yichus. You don't come. You're not sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you can't have tshuva. So what's pshat by Ninveh? You could say very simple. A murder by Malchus. Somebody goes against the king. The king can't be Malchus covered. King can't forgive him. So he's chayiv misa. But the king could decide how and when to take care of the problem. It's not like Bezdin where you have to give the guy misa now. The king could deal with it. The marshal, David HaMelech, he didn't get rid of Avner Ben-Er. He didn't get rid of, Avner Ben-Er got killed at the end. He didn't get rid of Yoav. He left that to Shlomo HaMelech. He didn't get rid of Shimi Ben-Gera. These were all Moreh B'Malchus, right? He didn't get rid of them. Why? Because the king doesn't have to get rid of them. He could decide when and how. Mimele, you could say very simple. Anshei Ninveh, all they managed to succeed was to postpone the Puranas. They weren't able to taka be oiker the Taina. That's why the end, the Nekama was taken against the people of Ninveh, Vasher. And there's still be Nekama taken from them. So all they got was a deferment. All they got was a deferment. And that could be another Nekuda that Yoyin didn't know when Hashem came to him originally. Anshei Ninveh are not going to be able to do tshuva. Tshuva is only for Klal Yisrael. We have an opportunity, we can do tshuva, and now I'm afraid like we never did the Avera. By the Umas HaOlam, they don't have that thing. Because once you're not a Ben, then the rules Mal Shema Chak Vodin for them. Okay, it's not it.